Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I awoke with sun spilling on my face. Above me was the collapsed roof of a small cabin. Moss and small plants had already begun reclaiming this area. Sprouts of grass poked up from between floorboards. Vines wrapped themselves around the rusted metal frames of bunk beds long forgotten. I blinked the dreariness out of my eyes. The warm sun, a welcoming sign. A kinder awakening than I'd had in the past. But I knew first impressions were often deceiving. Despite the collapsed roof, the rest of the cabin seemed to be fully intact. That's when my mind started catching up on everything. Why was the roof collapsed? How long had this cabin been left to rot? What was on the other side of the cabin's door? A summer camp. An old one, lost to time. In the center of a dirt lot stood a tall totem pole with various caricatures of animals. Next to it, a dusty, tattered American flag hung limply. Across the lot were three other cabins, in much better shape than this one. And to my right, a large building with rusted gold lettering that read Mess Hall. Judging by the trees and distant outlines of mountains and the familiar flag, I figure I must be somewhere in the Rockies. Maybe as far up as Washington, or as low as New Mexico. And there's the fair weather and light breeze. I assume I'm somewhere near Colorado or Utah. Any further north and the warm sun would be outdone by the cold wind. Behind the cabin I awoke in is a crystal clear lake, extending at least a few hundred feet before meeting more trees. In the distance, I can't quite make it out, but it looks like something yellow. A small triangle. A few of them, in fact. Disregarding them, I turn and spot a cabin I hadn't seen before, right next to the dining hall. It's large, looking much more lavish than the six small cabins circled around the totem pole. As I head towards it, I see something that gives me pause. The front door is splintered at the handle, as if forced open. The window's shattered, and large, muddy footprints walk around the exterior of the cabin. I feel a lump forming in my stomach. Fucking great. As I enter the cabin, my suspicions are confirmed. Everything points to signs of a struggle. Overturned cabinets, remnants of broken glass, and a few bloody marks across the walls. As my eyes scan the room, they come to rest on a desk sitting between two broken windows. On it is a collection of yellowed pages, likely worn by the elements, and a bulletin board with similarly yellowed newspaper snippets. Maybe this will help. The bulletin board has seen much better days. Dirt has started to obscure the print and wear away at the photos. But one decaying slip of paper, hanging in the center of everything else, tells me all I need to know. Camp Clarity camper gone missing. I read on. Tuesday, July 25th, 1972. Joseph, age 9, went missing the night before Camp Clarity's program was set to end. The rest of the children have been brought back into town, and the U.S. Forest Rangers have already begun searching the nearby woods. I start looking at the other clippings, trying to discover everything I can as quickly as I can. Then I hear the crunch of glass behind me. Before I turn around, a bag is pulled down over my face, and I'm pushed to the ground. I can feel a knee pressing into the center of my back. Glass and twigs dig into my chest, feeling like small, sharp teeth.
What's your name?
Monica.
Why are you here?
I'm just a tourist.
Yeah? You missed the fences and warning signs all around the camp?
The yellow triangles. A fucking course. I should have known. But even if I was trespassing, would that be reason enough to put a fucking bag over my head and... handcuffs. Great.
Come on. To your feet.
The man with a gruff voice pulls me up by my restraints, and keeping one hand firm on the cuffs, puts the other on my shoulder, guiding me out of the cabin. I'm sorry if I was trespassing. I came in the night and I didn't even see the signs. I woke up in one of the cabins.
You slept here?
Yeah, I just wanted to get under some shelter.
He's
not buying it. My ham-fisted attempt at a lie is just backfiring.
Where's your stuff?
My stuff?
Yeah. If you're a camper, where's your gear? Backpack, food, sleeping bag? We're miles away from a highway, even further from a city. See, I think you somehow sneaked past all our security measures. And I want to know how.
Lies obviously won't work on this man. so I resort to the truth.
Would you believe I teleported here?
Actually, I would. And that's why I'm taking you to my boss. You see, there exist two possibilities. One, someone sent you here using technology similar to what my employer has been working on. Or two, you're something from the technology we're working on. In either case, they're gonna want to talk to you.
Who's gonna want to talk to me?
If you're lucky, Hicks. If you're not, the bugs.
I'm left in a stunned silence, trying to understand what kind of place this door has taken me to. I try to ask more questions, but it seems my captor is in no mood to talk as he silently marches me up a growingly steep hill. It isn't until now I realize how fucking hard it is to hike without having your arms at your sides. Multiple times along our route, I lose my balance and either fall or am held up by my captor. He seems to show no remorse either way, despite the growing number of bruises and scrapes on me. He remains stoically silent. Then we reach the mine. Oh, shit.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I can feel the heavy, damp air on my skin. And the darkness swallows us up whole as we proceed without hesitation into the mountain. Feels like we've been walking for well over an hour. My legs are throbbing, the blood from my scraped knees is sticking my pants to me, and it hurts. I've been on many adventures in risky situations, but this time, it just feels worse. Escape seems hopeless. Then I feel a tug on my cuffs.
Stop here.
Are we there?
Shush.
I do as instructed. Around me, I can only hear dripping water somewhere far into the cave, and a man's steady, disconcerting breathing behind me.
Something's not right.
A chill runs down my spine. He sounds scared. Something's not right. He takes his hand off me, and I hear the click of his radio.
Base, this is Vulture 2-6. I'm in possession of an intruder and approaching the mine entrance. I heard movement somewhere near the collapse. I'm requesting an additional unit. Over.
Confirmed. We read you, Vulture. Hawk and Mole are nearby. Please wait.
All right, Vulture. Units are on route. ETA 5. Over.
Affirmative base. I'm going to...
Before my captain can finish, I hear rocks shift and then light footsteps.
Base hostiles approaching.
Affirmative, Vulture. Additional units en route.
What the hell does that mean? I hear the man draw his gun from its holster and then feel it press against the nape of my neck.
Are these your compatriots?
No, I swear, I came alone.
I don't believe.
Ah! Hello?
Get back! All of you! Ah!
At the sound of gunfire, I throw myself to the floor, which is a big mistake as I end up slamming my injured knees to the ground and banging my head on the rock wall. I can't. The pain comes to me as more of a surprise than any actual serious injury, and after a moment, I'm able to get my bearings. I can't make out much with the bag over my head, except for movement.
What's going on?
I think they're gone. Fucking monsters.
What do they look like?
Just shadows. No, you don't.
I don't need to see to know what's happening. The sound of meat being sliced and blood flowing makes it clear. Okay, my captor's dead and I'm likely next. I can sense five... maybe 8 sets of slow footsteps coming at me from every angle. Having nowhere to run, I push myself against the stone wall, hoping for the best. Then I feel a sickly chill come over my body as a freezing hand touches my shoulder. It's small, no bigger than that of a child. It feels as if the hand isn't actually pressed against me, but rather sunk into me, like ice cutting into my skin, and for a moment... I think maybe that is exactly what is happening. It takes me a second to realize the shadow is trying to move me away from the wall. I do just this, and a moment later, I feel the tension in my wrists release as the handcuff chain is snapped. I immediately reach up to pull the bag off my head, and as I do, I hear the faintest sound of wind blowing past me. By the time the bag is off my sweaty, matted hair, my rescuers are gone. I look over to my captor, trying to avert my eyes from the wounds, but searching for... Yes! On his belt, 2 small silver keys hanging from a loop. I unlock each cuff, allowing blood to flow back into my hands. In the distance, I hear footsteps coming from where we first entered the cave. I need to get the fuck out of here. But to where? Looking into the darkness, I find only a wall of rocks, likely where the collapse had been. I reach out to grab one of the smaller rocks, and my hand passes right through it. Keeping a strong grip on the handcuff keys, I take a step forward and feel the rest of my body pass through the seemingly solid wall. This must be the door. I walk forward, my eyes unable to adjust as the light slowly seeps out of the world and plunges me into darkness.
Five teens head up to Camp Clarity to celebrate their last summer together, but little do they know they're about to stumble on dark secrets that surround the lake. Lake Clarity is the sort of show that starts out with ordinary teens that quickly goes to the weird and unbelievable, and you end up wondering and hoping everyone will survive. For everything spooky and unexplained, you can't go wrong with Lake Clarity. This episode was written by Pacific Obadiah. The part of Monica is performed by Georgia McKenzie. The part of the officer is performed by Atticus Jackson. The part of the radio operator is performed by Pacific Obadiah. Sound design was done by Hale and Wilmot Podcasts. Check out more of their great work at haleandwilmotpodcast.com. For a link to a transcript of this episode, please check the show notes. If you enjoy Ostium and would like to support the show, you can do so on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We've updated our reward structure with lots of new bonus goodies like new miniseries, a special Zoom cast about how podcasts are made called From the Sound Up, postcards for patrons, and a Zoom chat with members of Team Moss Team and patrons every couple of months. You can find all this and more at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Thanks for listening, and our next episode will release in 2 weeks.